There are reports breaking this evening that one of the so-called Bali Nine, Renee Lawrence, is set to be released later this month from jail. Fairfax reporter James Masola has been covering the story. James, welcome.
Good evening, Patricia. Good to be with you.
What's happening? Will she be released? What can you tell us?
So we've confirmed with the senior official in the Bali Provincial Corrections Division, a man named Slamet Prihantoro. He said, yes, November 21 is the day. She'll be handed over to immigration for deportation. That's two Wednesdays from now. She'll fly back to Australia. He's not exactly sure when she's got to get a new passport issued, but I imagine that will already be in train. So she's likely to be in Australia either, I guess, probably most likely early in the morning of Thursday, the 22nd of November.
Why her and why now?
So pretty simple answer. She's the only member of the Bali Nine who's in prison who hadn't been handed a life sentence. She was originally given 20 years. She served about 12 and a half. And there's a system here in Indonesia. Essentially, twice a year, prisoners are eligible to have their sentences, as long as it's not a life sentence, reduced in length. You know, they've been seen to be behaving well. She's had multiple remissions given to her. So that's why she's coming out after sort of 12 and a half years. There's five other members of the Bali Nine still in prison. Suyi Chen, Michael Kujaj, Matthew Norman, Scott Rush and Martin Stevens. They're all on life sentences. They've been trying for years to have their sentence reduced to a fixed term. They haven't had any success in that, so they're basically in prison for life still at this point in time.
How significant is this? Obviously, this is a very high-profile case. Two of the Bali Nine, very sadly, were executed by firing squad. How much of a big deal is this in the broader story?
Look, I think it's a very big deal. I guess it also suggests that there might be hope for those five members of the Bali Nine who are there on life sentences, that perhaps one day they may also receive some clemency, you know, reduction in their sentence, and that they might also be released one day. So in that sense, it's a big deal. And also, I guess, it's a bit of a tricky time in Australia-Indonesian relations at the moment because of the mooted move of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So this, I guess, perhaps strikes a happier note, if you like, offers some optimism that the relationship can continue to function and be on a good footing.
So when will we know more? Will there be an official announcement? A lot of this, of course, is being, you know, leaked out this afternoon. You've obviously spoken to an official, but will there be more detail coming?
I expect more detail in the next few days. I wouldn't expect necessarily that we'll see, for example, a press conference from Lawrence before she leaves. I imagine that'll be pretty carefully managed, sort of locked down. Probably we'll see a bit of a media scramble like we did when Chappelle Corby was freed from jail a couple of years ago. And then, of course, once she's back in Australia, I guess Lawrence will start, you know, telling her story, as it were, after all those years in jail.
Thank you so much for your time, James.
Pleasure, Patricia. Thank you.
Fairfax reporter James Masola giving us the news that Bali Nine person, one of the Bali Nine, rather, Renee Lawrence, who has been in jail for many years now, will be released later this month. James has confirmation and shared it with us here on RN Drive.